The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered how all the ants in an ant colony get fed if the majority of workers stick around the nest while others go foraging? Well, they pull up to the nearest ant in their colony and open wide. The other ant regurgitates a drop of liquid. You see, food is truly communal in ant co-ops. For once a morsel is introduced into your colony, before long it will be in the bellies of nearly every ant in the nest. In addition to their social stomachs, ants also seem to have a collective brain. Their sense of awareness is severely limited in comparison to the higher-level processing of the human mind. However, they are capable of learning and making choices, which is perhaps a sign of rudimentary free will. But their actions are largely controlled by chemical secretions from other ants in the colony. And far from a monarchical might, it is a queen ant's odor that orders other ants to their apportioned tasks. That may sound odd to us who rely so on verbal and visual communication, but to the ant world, odor is everything. Think about it. They live underground in total darkness almost all their lives, and they don't talk much, so their olfactory sense is vital to their understanding of the world around them.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.